fish.
I can see you do. You're supposed to keep your cards close to your body.
You're supposed to keep your eyes close to your head.
Michelle, you have to tell the truth. This is a game of trust, honor, and integrity.
Boy, you guys sure know how to suck the fun out of goldfish.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Dresses.
Have fun, sweetheart.
Dad, I need a credit card.
Go fish.
Come on, Dad. Can't leave home without it.
So, Kimmy, found a senior to take you to the prom? What are you paying him?
No, I fixed her up with a guy from my metal shop, Gorilla Bernstein.
Yeah, he's really sweet. He made us matching belt buckles out of magnets. I can't wait to slow dance.
There you go.
Thanks, Dad.
You got it.
Bye. Oh, hey, Jesse. You know, it's really nice of you and your band to play at the prom.
Oh, sweat, Kimball.
Oh, and one more thing, Mr. Moldy Oldies. I made a list of the songs that people who are still young like to hear.
Thanks, Kim. I'll give this list all the consideration it deserves.
Thank you.
Joey, let's go. We got a radio show to do. Tear yourself away from Go Fish. It's time to go work.
You're absolutely right. Get a little darn too old for this game. Michelle, tonight, Candyland, your room, be there.
You're on.
Okay. Vicky, do you have any threes?
Yes, I do.
Now see that, Michelle? Vicky knows the truth is very important. Isn't that right, Vicky?
Danny, since this truth thing's come up, there is something that's been bothering me. Remember when we first met on the set of Wake Up San Francisco and I told you that I was a year younger than you? Well, the truth is, I was off by 2 years.
You're 3 years younger than me? I'm robbing the cradle. I love that.
Not exactly. I'm actually 1 year older than you.
Older?
You love that too, Dad?
Well, what do you think?
Huh? Oh, nice.
You've said that about every dress I've tried on.
Well, Deej, what am I supposed to say?
How about stunning, alluring?
Well, I can't say those things here. What if somebody hears me?
Hey, Deej, come here. Okay, I've got good news and bad news. Well, actually, I only have bad news, but I didn't want to bum you out too much. Steve's ex-girlfriend's in there.
Rachel Taylor? Are you sure it's her?
Stevie!
Rachel?
It's her. You know, I need your opinion on something. What do you think of this dress?
Well, it's stunning, really. It's alluring. It's,
the same dress I'm wearing.
Oh, right. It's nice. Rachel, this is, Kimmy Gibbler and DJ Tanner, my,
girlfriend.
The old girlfriend. The new girlfriend. Smell the tension.
Stevie, listen,
A bunch of us rented a room at the hotel, you know, where we're having the prom. And we're going to party all night. You guys want to come?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds like something that we would not be interested in. Sorry.
That's too bad, because it's going to be wild. Well, I got to run. You know, I really do love this dress.
So, you going to get that dress, too?
Yeah, right.
Why is DJ putting perfume on our ears?
Must I explain everything? So she won't smell like ear sweat.
Boy, it seems like my prom was just yesterday. Can you believe I'm old enough to be a chaperone?
Sure. No way! You're a chaperone?
You know, Aunt Becky, Steve and I were invited to this after-prom party in a hotel room.
Really? What'd your dad say after he stopped screaming?
Oh, well, I didn't ask him. I don't really want to go. It's not my kind of thing.
Well, that's good, Deej. You should never do anything that you're not comfortable with.
Well, the thing is, I think that Steve wants to go. His old girlfriend, Rachel, invited us. She's beautiful.
DJ, you're beautiful, too. And I don't think you have anything to worry about. Steve loves you. He's nuts about you. Why else would he be here all the time?
To eat.
Oh, man. I can't believe that DJ is going to a prom. I'm getting old so fast.
Maybe I'll catch up with Vicky.
Sweetheart, it just so happens I've totally forgotten that Vicky is a year older than me. In fact, in actuality, she is only 7 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days older than me.
See? You're catching up already.
All right, let's get this prom on the road.
Wow, you guys look great.
I got it. Hello.
Hey. Well, everybody, what do you think?
Very nice.
Steve, never seen you like this before.
Yeah, there's no food in your mouth.
No, but I got some milk duds in my cummerbund.
Ready?
Excuse me.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow, you look just like Sleeping Beauty, except you're awake.
Thank you.
Wow, DJ, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, honey, I can't believe how grown up you are. Seems like only yesterday you were walking off to kindergarten. Actually, you didn't walk. I carried your piggyback. Now I'm going to a prom. Ah, what the heck? Hop on.
Yeah.
Sorry. Have a wonderful time, sweetie.
Thanks.
Bye.
Dad.
Sorry.
Night's theme is so romantic.
Yeah, I guess it was better than my idea. Snacks of many nations.
Hi, Stevie.
Hi.
You know Paul?
Yeah, sure. How you doing? So, you want to go get a dress, a drink?
A what?
Hey, how are you and Gorilla getting along?
Fantastic. He knows just what I like.
Poo-poo for two, my little love stick.
Wow, those are some pretty wild nails you got there, Kimmy.
Yeah, I just have to wait till they dry.
Yeah, the polish.
No, the glue.
Hi, guys. Mind if I join you? I feel so old over there on Chaperone Row.
You know, it's really uncool to be seen with the chaperones.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I repeat, it's really uncool to be seen with the chaperones.
Oh, I get it.
Aunt Becky, you can hang out with us if you want to.
No, that's okay. I'll just go over here and straighten out my support hose.
Hi. Aren't you the cheerleader who's always at the top of the pyramid?
Oh, no, actually, I'm usually somewhere in the middle. Yes!
Thank you. All right, now the moment we've all been waiting for to find out who rules the school. This year's prom king is, drum roll please, Mr. Stephen Hale.
I'm so proud of you.
All right, Steve, wherever you are, drop that burrito and get up here. Well, there you go. Steve, my man, Stevie. Steve Burrito. Okay. And what good would the king be without a queen? This year's prom queen is, drum roll please, Rachel Taylor.
Wow, look at that. Rachel and Steve back together again. Oh.
The crowning of the king and queen. By the way, the crowns were provided by Carl's Crown Shop. Hey, go see Carl for all your crowning needs. Okay, go next.
Well, I guess bringing Rachel wasn't a complete washout. I got to dance with her once, and she did let me hang up her coat.
We'll be right back, Paul. It's just a ceremony.
Oh, I don't know. Ever since Rachel ran into Steve the other day, she hasn't stopped talking about him. I don't know why she ever broke up with him in the first place.
I thought he broke up with her.
Nope, she dumped him. The poor guy couldn't eat for a week.
A week? I've never seen him go 5 minutes without at least a Tic Tac.
First rule of table manners. Never put more on a spoon than you can fit in your mouth.
Yeah, ice cream. Is that yummy?
Have fun now, boys. You can't do that stuff when you're old like me.
Danny, you're awfully quiet tonight. Is there something on your mind?
My mind? No way.
Girls, let's take your cousins upstairs and clean them up. I'll get the garden hose. You get the squeegee. Okay, come on, let's go. And, Danny? This might be a real good opportunity to talk about anything you might be obsessing over.
So, Vicky, would you like some coffee? I have Old Vienna. Actually, that's just the name. It's not really old. You know, it's not like it's a year old or even 7 months. Instant. I have instant. Would you like instant?
Take a wild shot here. I think you're upset at my being older than you.
Yeah, I am. Vicky, why did you lie to me?
Danny, I'm sorry. It's only 7 months. When I started in the news business, my agent suggested that I drop a few years. It's not like I lied about my prison record.
Oh, my God.
Lighten up. That was a joke.
Oh. I'm sorry, Vicky. It's going to take some getting used to for me, okay? When I was growing up, I was taught that the man should be older and taller and and stronger.
Now, Danny, what kind of an addict? Sorry.
At least I'm still taller.
Danny, nothing has changed between us. I've always been 7 months older than you. Just now you know it.
Now you're right. I've been acting ridiculous. We love each other, and that's all that matters.
And look on the bright side. If I am a little older, a little more experienced, well, that could turn out to be a good thing, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am. I always respect my elders.
Okay, all right, hold it now. All right, now the final member of the court, the man you have selected, court jester, none other than Ed Funboy Henderson. Let's hear it for that wacky Ed, that crazy. Let me guess, Funboy, you came alone tonight, huh? All right, Kenny, thank you. Okay, now it's time for the traditional king and queen dance.
Tighter.
If she does, we'll have to butter his tux to get him loose.
Just do something.
About what?
I'll handle it. Okay, everybody, we're starting a new tradition. It's called Dance with the Person You Came With.
So, why do they call you Gorilla?
Because I can eat a banana with my feet.
At last, a real man.
Paul, aren't you gonna ask Rachel to dance?
Well, why bother? She'd rather be with Steve.
Well, Steve already has a date.
Look, Rachel, I'm gonna go find DJ, okay?
No, wait a minute. Do you still wanna go?
Yes. Look, Rachel, when you broke up with me, I'll admit, I used to hope that you'd come back to me and that you'd kiss me like that and everything would be the way it was.
Yeah, but it can be.
No, it can't. Because now I'm in love with DJ and she means everything to me. Look, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
He said he loved me. What a lie. I hate him. I hate guys.
You sure got over that fast.
DJ, what do you think you're doing?
If you can kiss someone else, so can I.
I did not kiss Rachel, she kissed me.
Yeah, right. It takes two people to kiss. That's four lips, and two of them were yours.
Hey, let's go upstairs and get that party started.
You know, that sounds like a lot of fun. Why don't we go, Paul?
Sure, why not? What? Oh, okay, all right, fine. Rachel?
Steve?
Thank you. Thanks very much. Oh, good. Okay, this next song is one of my all-time favorite songs. I hope you guys like it. It's called The Band Takes a Break While You Guys Dance to Pre-Recorded Music.
Am I missing something?
Come on, honey. We've got to stop DJ.
I hope this party is wild.
The wilder, the better.
Hold it. Now, nobody's going anywhere until I get some answers. Now, my first question is, Becky, why am I holding the elevator?
Uncle Jesse, I'm just going to a party with Paul.
Oh, see, Becky? She's just going to a party with Paul. Who's Paul?
Would this be the party upstairs?
Upstairs? In a hotel room? All right, you, out, 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 out. Let go of her, let go.
Jesse, how could you embarrass me?
And I'll ask the questions around here, okay? My first question is, who the heck is Paul?
Oh, Paul, that would be Rachel's date. Until Rachel, who used to be Steve's girl, kissed Steve. Now it looks like Paul's the guy that DJ wants to go upstairs with.
Boy, you know, you miss so much on the bandstand up there with the lights in your eyes and the music.
Great, great. Well, now that everybody's up to speed, I have a party to go to.
No, hold on one second, DJ. Now, come on. You know how these parties are. I mean, it's the end of the year and everybody's crazy, and I just don't want you to do something you'll be sorry about.
Yeah, honey, don't let your emotions get in the way of your good judgment just because you're mad at Steve.
Okay, fine. I just thought tonight was going to be the greatest night of my life, but I just want to go home now. Stevie, come on. We're missing all the fun.
I can't. Look, Rachel, I'm really sorry. Everything's all messed up. I gotta talk to DJ.
Paul.
Deej?
Well, I guess we'll leave you two alone, won't we, Jess?
Yeah.
You know, it's so much better when you're clued into everything. Now, who's Paul? Who's Paul?
Deej, I'm not going to that party.
Neither am I. So what?
So, I want to talk to you.
About what? About how I trusted you? About how I loved you? About how I felt when I saw you kissing Rachel?
I know exactly how you felt. Like someone punched you in the stomach and knocked all the wind out of you. I felt the same way when I saw you kiss Paul.
Good. That was the idea.
Look, Deej, I told you I did not want to kiss Rachel.
But you did kiss her!
But I didn't feel anything. It was like kissing my aunt. Okay, fine. It was a little bit better than kissing my aunt. But it wasn't anything like kissing you.
Come on, Steve. She was your first love.
No, I thought she was my first love, but I was wrong. I didn't even know what love was until I met you.
Philly?
Really? I love you.
I love you too.
This next song is dedicated to a very special couple.
You know who you are.
Hey, what happened to your nails?
Gee, I don't know.